But praise God. We thank God for all of our women. Happy Women's Day and happy Back to Church Sunday. And again, we want to welcome our guests. We did have some guests that came in at the end of service. So we say welcome to all of our guests, our first-time guests, and our guests that are here with us again. Saints, you all have a sermon outline in your bulletins to follow along with me today. And if you were to look at your sermon outlines today, what is the title of today's message? We've got good news. I hope somebody got some good news today and that you got out of bed for a reason today. All right, I see. I hope you got some good news. Otherwise, we just all in here looking foolish. All right, saints, let us begin in prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for this wonderful, awesome, amazing day. We thank you for the presence of your Spirit, Holy Spirit. And we pray right now that you would open our eyes, Lord, so that we could clearly see you, Lord Jesus. That you would open our ears, that we would really be able to hear you. And most of all, open our hearts, that we could truly receive the word you have for us today in your good news. So we thank you ahead of time for all that you're going to do. It's in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. And the people of God said, amen and amen. Praise God, saints. We had a wonderful time with this message this morning, so I already know you all. We about to have a good time. So, saints, this is the third part of a sermon series that Pastor Rick and Pastor Toby began us off 2 weeks ago. And I don't know if you all remember, but Pastor Rick brought us a message that he spoke about putting ourselves in someone else's shoes. Anybody remember that? And the point of his message was that we need to feel the way other people feel, to take a moment to walk in the path that they walk in and understand exactly how they feel. Then Pastor Toby brought us last week a sermon about the importance of inviting someone to church. Amen. And she spoke about how we could connect with our friends, our family members, strangers on the street, and help them to connect with Jesus Christ. Amen. So I don't know if you all remember all that. Get the sermon series, get the DVD, go online. It's on there for free. But here we are today with the third message in this series. And we're going to be talking about today, stop by the church so that we can get the good news. Amen. Stop by the church. But when I thought about this sermon, stop by the church, I asked myself this first question, which I'm going to ask you, why? Why stop by the church? What is the point? And I know you're sitting there thinking, Pastor Kelly, have you lost your Christianity this morning? Have you lost your mind? What do you mean, why stop by the church? But again, I remind us all that Pastor Rick encouraged us to put ourselves in someone else's shoes. Put ourselves in someone else's shoes. And when we put ourselves in the shoes of people who don't go to church, we have to again ask ourselves, why? Why stop by the church? What does it even matter in our lives? And I know you're probably still sitting there thinking, wow, how could she be saying that, saints? But I got to be real honest with all of us today. I was already honest with first service, so I'm not going to get away with it here. That we need to look at our lives and evaluate, why do we go to church? But we need to also ask the question, because some of us weren't born and bred in the church. Anybody here like that? Many and many more people are being born outside of the church. You don't have mom and daddy who took you to church or grandmama who took you to church. So when we're outside of the church, or some of us have been so long out of the church that we don't even really know what it looked like, we have to ask them, why don't you come to church? Why aren't you in the building? Well, I had to confess, saints, that back in the day, when I didn't go to church, I had a great many number of reasons why I didn't go to church. And then I looked online and I saw that there are many people similar to me on why we didn't go to church. Saints, when I looked up some reasons on why people don't go to church, I really feel the reasons, because I myself said some of the same things. Some reasons why people don't go to church, well, because they believe it's a lot of phony people in the building. Ever said that? Anybody here for the first time? Can I get an amen? Wow, that's what you got real loud over there. But they feel like it's a bunch of phony hypocrites in the church. You see why they feel this way? It's because you act one way on Sunday, and then, y'all gonna let me get through this message. I already told y'all. But we act one way on Sunday, and before we get the dog good, we act in another way. Sunday afternoon, Monday, Tuesday, and all the way through the rest of the week. We only need to ask our children if we are phony or hypocritical. We don't have to ask a stranger. You see, my own children have told me, plus the children in the church have told me at different times, you sure is acting phony. Oh, y'all parents aren't the only one that get it. When I get home, they say to me, "Woo, you were sure acting nice at church today." But when we get home, it's like a whole new person in the building. And you see, sometimes people who have been outside of the church, they look at the people in the church and they see us acting two different ways, and they say those church folks are phony. Another reason why people don't come to church, they just say those church folks playing get on my nerves. Now, I know you all are sitting there like, "Pastor Kelly, this is not sounding encouraging. We did not come to church to get talked about today." But we said we're going to be honest about why people don't come to church. And sometimes, see, church folk, we think we are doing the nice thing, and we think we are being encouraging and kind. What really is, we are getting on people's nerves. And you know, Saints, I remember I used to watch the Oscars and the war shows, and every time somebody got an award, the first thing they would say is, "I'm giving all honor to God." That would drive me insane. It would get on my nerves. Because at the time, I didn't understand why it's all the time they praising God. I just didn't get it. Another reason why people don't come to church is because they ask the question, "Well, what is the church doing for me?" And many times when they ask that question, "What is the church doing for me?" the answer is nothing. Yes. Nothing. So why go to a place that is doing nothing for you? Why go to a place where it seems like those people in there are always praising God all the time, but nothing is changing in their own lives? You know, Saints, we can be quick to try to fix these people's feelings because, you know, I remember people used to try to encourage me, "Don't feel that way. Don't feel like the church people getting on your nerves or they so phony," because we want to fix them and help them understand that those phony people aren't really us. We don't want to be the phony people. But, Saints, let's not be so quick to fix the feelings and to really validate and hear people and say, "I know you're feeling this way. I understand that you're feeling this way. Now let me help you understand a different side. You see, Saints, when people are outside of the church wondering, "I got all these problems, I got all these situations in my life, and you're telling me God is supposed to fix it, but nothing is happening in my life." Well, today we're going to look at a lady named Hannah. And Hannah had a life just like many of us. Hannah had a whole lot of problems. She had a whole lot of struggles, but she had to stop by the
church
to get some answers. You see, what I like about that song is stop by the church sometime. It didn't say all the time. It would be nice if all of us came all the time. But it's saying stop by the church sometime to get some answers and some help along the way. So here we have Hannah, and Hannah lived in a very difficult situation. Anybody got a difficult situation going on right now? Some problems, some challenges in your life, all right. Well, you all are gonna really hear from Hannah today, because Hannah had some problems. Here is Hannah, a young woman. Her dream is to grow up, get married, be in love, have a nice house, and some kids. Anybody got that same dream? All right, got the similar dream, something to that effect. All right. So Hannah grew up. She got married to a man named Elkanah, whom she loved and who loved her. Here's Hannah's problem. Hannah's husband is married to a woman named Peninnah. We're going to call her Penny. So Hannah got another woman in her life and in her man's life. Talk about some problems. She got some problems, don't she? Now, Saints, I know that a lot of people outside of the church, when they look at families and relationships, they say, well, people in the Bible, they was married to 10, 15, 20 women at a time. But, Saints, it was never God's design for us to be married to more than one man and one woman at a time. And you see how we know that is because as soon as you start adding on people, you get drama. You know, back in the day, they called it something else, but today we call it baby mama drama, baby daddy drama, your grandmama drama, your grandpapa drama, the uncle and aunt drama, but some kind of way you got some drama in your life. So here's Hannah. She got to deal with this baby mama over here. And Penny is, you know, Penny not going to be nice. You know how it is. Penny not going to be the nice baby mama. She going to get on Hannah's nerves. So Penny sees that Hannah does not have children, and Hannah desperately wants to have children. So you know what Penny does? Instead of being nice and kind, she said, that's why you don't got no kids. And she began to put her down. Isn't that funny, Saints, that we have a lot of people that are always putting us down? Always putting us down. Men put down men. Men put down women, then women turn around, put down men, and then women put down women. And that's especially true for us today because it is Women's Sunday today. And it's real difficult for me, Saints. It's already bad enough when a man puts us down. But here it is, Saints, that we as women put each other down. You know, Saints, it's odd to me that people will still say, a woman can't do this, and a woman can't do that, and a woman's place is still in the home, and she needs a long skirt on down to her feet, and her head all covered up and wrapped up, and her face all wrapped up. But who's saying it but other women? We can be our own worst enemies, ladies. The battle is not between women, the battle isn't even between men and women. We are all in this together, and together we are better. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, we in this together. Tell them, together we're better. Hallelujah. But you see, Hannah didn't get that from Penny. Read 1 Samuel verse 1 through, chapter 1, verse 1 through 6 with me in your sermon outline. Peninnah would annoy and upset Hannah on purpose. She did this because God had not given Hannah any trouble. Children, this happened every year when they went to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. Peninnah would upset Hannah until she cried. Sometimes we get so much oppression in our lives. People just keep beating down on us and talking down us until we cry. And this was Hannah's situation. Penny was beating down on her and talking down on her until she cried. But what's interesting in this story, Saints, is before that it said they went to the house of the Lord. So that means this whole family was going to church. This whole family went to church. And so for an outsider looking in, looking at this family who seems to have all this drama, yet and still they're going to church, an outsider could easily say, well, why should I go to church? What's it doing for your family that's so wonderful? I could just stay at home and have my own drama by itself. You know, Saints, when Pastor Toby was speaking in her message last Sunday, she talked about when we stop by the church, Saints, sometimes we get something so exciting, so wonderful that we just run up out of this place because we got to share it with somebody else. We just got to tell somebody what Jesus is doing in our lives. We cannot hold it back. But saints, today in our families, in our homes, we find it a challenge to find anything to get excited about. When we get home and we see the reality of our circumstances, it's hard to say, yeah, I want to go tell my neighbor about this, or yeah, I want to go tell my friend about this. It's really difficult for an outsider looking in to look at our families and say, yeah, I should stop by the church because look how wonderful it's doing for all of you. Sometimes, saints, if we're real honest, we have to admit that we ourselves say that sometimes. It's not an outsider saying, why should I stop by the church? It's us saying, why should I stop by the church? My family isn't changing. Why should I stop by the church? We sat there and listened to your whole message and then left out the church, and we still yelling and arguing at each other, just like we didn't hear one thing at all. You see, living with these problems that we have, saints, there is only one real solution at all. That's where the good news is. That solution is Jesus Christ. You see, saints, we as humans, we got what I call a clumping problem. We like to take everything and clump it into one big problem. We look at the friends, the parents, the kids, the husbands and the wife. We put it all together and say, this is my problem, all of this right here. And we can't filter through and see God in any of that. And see, God is asking us to peel it back and saying, separate me from the family. Separate me from the kids. Separate me from your work problems and your friend problems and the street problems. And see that I am there waiting to be found. Waiting to be found. So you see, saints, we can understand why it's hard for people to stop by the church sometimes. Amen. But Hannah, she was like us. She was in these big problems with all these big circumstances in her life. And Hannah chose to do something radical. Radical. And you're saying, what did she do? What was radical? She decided to stop by the church and get some good news along the way. Get some good news along the way. You know, Sace, I love when people say, oh, you can find God everywhere. You can find God in the trees, in the lake, in the oceans, in the flowers. You can even find God at the gas station, at the grocery store, at the bar, and at the club. Isn't that interesting? We can find God everywhere, so we really don't need to show up on Sunday to come to church, amen? But the reality is, if you ask yourself, how many times do you see somebody on their knees praying to God at the gas station? Anybody? Pastor T, we do see Pastor T at the gas station. We do see Pastor T out there praising God. But if you didn't happen to come across Pastor Toby in your day-to-day interactions, would you see anybody at the grocery store getting a prayer on? If you went to the library, would you see anybody with the Bible open? No, you wouldn't. If you went to the club, I know you'd be like, party over here, party over here. Hit the roof or whatever they be saying. Get the line dancer then. Would you see anybody saying any prayers? Would you say when you left the place that I felt like I encountered the living God? Most of the time, it's not that way. We believe we can encounter God in every place, saints, but there is one sure place, one guaranteed 100% of the time place where you will encounter God. And that's if you stop by the church sometime. This is the one place that's guaranteed. And you see, Hannah decided to do something real radical. She said, I'm going to stop by the church, and I'm going to resolve my problems, and I'm going to talk to the Lord here today. And when she went by the church, she said, I have something to say. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 12, and see what she had to say. Hannah kept praying to the Lord. Eli watched her mouth moving. Hannah was praying in her spirit. Her lips moved, but Eli could not hear her voice. He thought she had drunk too much wine. He said to her, stop drinking so much. Throw away your wine. Hannah said to Eli, no, I have not been drinking wine or strong drink. I have trouble deep in my... I told the Lord all about my problems. Please do not think that I am a wicked woman. I have been praying here because I am suffering and I am sad, very sad. So Hannah said, I'm going to stop by the church. And as a woman of God, I am going to pour out my grieving soul and all my troubles, and I am going to tell God that I am sad. But when she got to the church, it confused Eli. This priest was sitting there, you see, because back in the day when they prayed, they all prayed out loud, and their words were heard. And she was praying silently, but she was moving her lips. And so Eli said, you must be drunk. And she said, no, you're getting it all wrong. I am so sad and I am suffering so desperately that I can't even get the words out of my mouth. That's how suffering was happening with Hannah. She couldn't even utter the words. Ever felt that way in your life when you just didn't have no words to say because your life problems was taken apart? So Hannah said, I'm going to utter these words to you, Lord Jesus. And she did not care that Eli thought she was drunk. She said, it's not about you, Eli. It's not about this building. It's all about me and God and encountering God in this place. For you see, Hannah knew that her problems were about to be solved. So Hannah began her prayer. And she begins her prayer by saying, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. See me. Saints, we as women, we like to be seen. We enjoy being seen, saints. That's why we get all glamorified up. But saints, the problem is some of us get it all mixed up and we want to be seen and then we start wearing our mini skirts all the way up so you can see everything and then some. Our cleavage is coming down to our belly button because we want to be seen. But saints, that's another reason why people don't want to stop by the church, because they know we're going to say something about what they're wearing. Yeah. So we have to be cautious when someone new enters the building. It's not to put them down about what they're wearing. It's to say, we know you want to be seen. We know you want someone to see you. And I tell my daughters all the time, don't get so concerned about the outward appearance. Care about what people think about you on the inside. Tell them, see my heart, see my mind, see my soul. I am more than this physical body. I am a woman of God. And I want to be seen. I want to be heard. I want to be seen. And you know, saints, it's really hard for guys sometimes because they know that we, you know, they know stuff about us and they know they're trying to understand us and grasp all of our needs, saints. But it's real hard for men to understand us because sometimes we just want them to look and know exactly what we need. You know, have you ever been the woman carrying all the grocery bags? You're just lugging them along and nobody offers you one hand of assistance. And then when you get in the house and you throwing the groceries in the cabinet and knocking all the cabinets, they say, what's wrong with you? And you're like, well, did you not see me struggling with 20 bags of groceries all up in this house? And you could have helped me out. Now I'm up here throwing the cans around like a crazy person. Because we want somebody to say, I saw you needed something and I reached out to help you before you had to say one thing. And I know we had this whole conversation this morning, my husband and I, because I know men's favorite thing to say is, well, I'm not a mind reader. Tell me what you need. You should have said you needed some help. I know. I'm going home tonight. We got a long conversation to deal with. But sometimes, saints, we want people to look at us and see. Look at us and see. I am sad. Look in my eyes and see. I am hurting. Look at me and know that I am in pain. Look at me and know that I need help. Sometimes I cannot get the words out of my mouth, but I want you to look at me and to see me. See what I need before I ask. That's all. It's real simple. But I know, saints, too, that just like we wonder if the people around us see us, we wonder, too, God, do you see me? Yeah. Yeah. Hannah was praying, Lord Jesus, I am in despair. Do you see me? Look down upon me as your servant. Yeah. Saints, today God sees you. Look at your neighbor. Look him in the eyes and say, God sees you. I see you. So Hannah began her prayer by asking God to look down upon her. Then she prayed, remember me. Do not forget me. And it wasn't that God had forgotten her, but sometimes since we got so many problems in our lives, it's hard to wonder, God, do you see me down here? I'm struggling. I need you. Have you forgotten about me? And God tells us all the time, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. But sometimes, saints, we want to be remembered. I think about our seniors sometimes. Some of them, the family goes away, grows up, leaves the house empty nest, and they can't get one call from somebody to say, how you doing? Did you take your medicine today? Do you need some groceries brought to your house? I remember you. I love you. You see, remembering somebody means to them that I love you. I have not forgotten you. But we make mistakes all the time. Just this past week, saints, many of you know Terrence and I have raised our niece since she was about 3 years old. And she is a senior in high school. This beautiful girl who God has allowed us to share about 15 birthdays with. We get to this past week and we forget her birthday. What is that? So as soon as we got our minds together, we went running to say to her, we love you. You're important to us. We remember you. We have not forgotten. And sometimes we take each other for granted in our families. We don't even turn around and say, good morning. I love you. I haven't forgotten you. I'm so glad to see you today. So Hannah says, Lord, look at me. Then remember me. And then before she does her next thing, she begins to put forth her petition. You see, Hannah realized it's an order to God. Yeah. Sometimes we just want to jump in. Lord, give me this, give me that, give me that. Good, we out of here. But Hannah realized it's an order to this prayer life that we need to find out about. So Hannah begins to say, Lord Jesus, I have a desire. I want a son. And you know, saints, Hannah is no different than all of us because every single one of us in here today has a desire. Some of us want a son. Some of us want a daughter. Some of us want a husband or a wife. We want somebody to hold on to us and love us and help us through the day. Some of us just want some family around us. Some of us want a healing, financial success. We all want something from the Lord. We all want something. But check out what Hannah did. Hannah said, Lord, give to me my greatest thing, my most important thing, this son. And immediately she said, and I'm going to give him right back to you. You see, that's a big part of why some people don't want to stop by the church. Because when it's time to get, the hand is out like this. But when it's time to give back, the hand goes back. Boy, I'm not giving up nothing. But Hannah said, Lord, this son that I desire the most out of anything in the world, I am going to give him right back to you. Saints, do you have that understanding today that Hannah had? Can you ask yourself the question, what are you willing to give up today for God? What are you willing to give up today? You see, because here comes the rest of that good news that we're going to get today from stopping by the church. You see, Hannah realized that she had to give up something for God. And you see, when we realize that we gotta give up something for God, we can be just like Hannah waiting for that blessing because you see, God is waiting to say, hold on, I got something waiting for you too. You giving up something for me, but look what I'm about to give up for you. And that's the good news, saints. what Hannah did that was so unique, saints, when she was pouring out her heart and she was being all suffering and everything was going on, you notice she didn't stop by the club. When Hannah was in her deepest suffering, you notice she didn't go to the grocery store. When Hannah was terribly deep down and depressed, she didn't go to the library. She didn't go out on the park. She didn't go by the water. She didn't go anywhere. What did she do? She stopped by the church. And just like Hannah, saints, God says, I am about to give you the most important thing. You see, just like Hannah gave up her son, God said, I'm going to give up my son. I'm going to give up my son to die on the cross for you. To give up his life so that you can have eternal life with me. So today, saints, we have not discovered yet the depth of just how much God loves us. I've seen on the news how they talk about these new planets that they have discovered, and it just excites me to know that the world is even bigger than we ever thought about it, and that means God is even bigger than we ever thought about, saints. And you see, we're on this journey, we're on this path with God, and this path is going to take us in areas and avenues that we cannot imagine. And I know you're sitting there thinking, well, what journey is she talking about? What path? Well, you see, saints, you got to come back to the church again next Sunday to find out. Because next week, you're going to hear about the journey with God. But in order to get to the journey, you got to stop back by the church sometime. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Gracious God, you are awesome and amazing. You are wonderful, Lord Jesus, and we just thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, some time ago, we didn't understand what it meant to know you, and we would walk away when somebody said, praise God, and we just didn't get it. But thank you, Lord Jesus, that we decided to stop by the church so that we can understand the good news, Lord Jesus. So that we can be amongst the ones that were shouting your praise and singing your glory. But gracious God, we know that there are those here today who still don't understand, who still aren't feeling you, who still cannot understand why should I be on this journey with you, Lord Jesus? So we pray that you would impress your presence upon them. Let them feel you, hear you, seek you, and know you. And we thank you for all that you're doing. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the people of God said, amen and amen.